The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show, the first Zamzos Garden Show of 2018, and I am really excited to be here. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and it's really nice to have the first show of the year start off with a first-timer on the Garden Show. We have our State Street manager, Brad Huff, in studio with us. Brad, how's it going? Thanks for being here.
It's going great, Nolan. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a good Saturday. It's not too cold outside.
No, not too bad. I hear there's sun over Nimitz right now, though.
Oh, well, sun's out there somewhere. What do you know? All right, so if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So I'm really excited to talk to Brad. I've not really got a chance to talk to you much, and so I wanted to spend a little bit of time just kind of introducing you to everybody and, you know, kind of seeing what your history has been and what you'd like to share with us and how you started with Zamzos.
Perfect, yeah. So I'm... like everybody says, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. And so I went to the hiring event you guys had last year.
Yeah.
I went to the Shenton store and had my interview, talked with Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
And about a week or so later, ended up getting a job offer for a cashier. And then about a month after that, I moved in the assistant manager at the Franklin Zamzos.
Yeah.
And was there for a while, worked with a really good guy named Rick Ohlendorf. And then I got transferred down to State Street as the assistant manager underneath Twan, another great guy, all great people to work with, for.
Yeah.
And I love the job. Love it.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. I mean, it's nice to see, you know, it's kind of similar. I took a little bit longer to get to assistant manager. I think it took me about 8 months, but.
well, you know.
But yeah, so I was made assistant manager after 8 months. I went to Chinden and moved around all sorts of places. So you've been at Eagle and State, and then in a little bit of time, you're going to be moving back to Eagle.
Back to Eagle, yes.
Yeah, so that's when we have the switches over for the Lake Hazel store. So I know some people are interested in that. Just to give everybody a quick update, as far as what I know, it sounds like we're going to be able to start moving into that building around mid-February. So we're looking
nice.
At kind of a later February open for that. If not the first part of March. So that's really exciting. Stay tuned for more info on that. A lot of people asking about hiring. So I'll just throw that out there. If you are interested in a job at Lake Hazel or any Zamzos, we have all of our current openings on Indeed.com. A lot of people ask about that. So, but let's get on to some garden stuff and talk about that because it is the Zamzos Garden Show.
So perfect,
Let's do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about a few things. Garden seeds are coming into the stores, so I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about some lawn stuff. We'll cover a little bit of snow mold and some things like that, or you know what you should be doing or thinking about as we get into spring, because it's crazy. As soon as the first comes, as soon as it's the beginning of January, it feels like it's almost spring. Like it's months away.
Exactly. That is true. But, you know, the good thing is we didn't have a winter like we had last year so far.
And it's been a pretty mild winter for so far, and that's good. I think everybody can appreciate that.
I do.
Yeah. You know, there was a point there where it was just like, get us out of this. But this year has been much, much easier to cope with, I think. So we have a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of stuff on the horizon. It's going to be an exciting, good year, I think, for Zamzos and just gardening and lawn care in general.
I think it's
going to be a great year for us. So I'm going to get the phone number out again one more time, 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We're going to talk about some gardening stuff and some houseplant stuff. But if you have any questions or anything that's on your mind, anything you're looking forward to this year that you want to ask about or just wondering about, give us a call. We are here. We'll get you right in and answer any of those questions that you might have. So this was this week I was asked online somewhere. I don't remember where. I'm online everywhere every day. So somebody asked when garden seeds were coming in. And I noticed at the Franklin store, they had their seeds out. Do you guys have seeds out at State Street yet?
We actually just got them not too long ago. We're actually checking them in right now. We will have them probably up by today, if not tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe later this afternoon.
Yep.
or definitely for sure tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, because everybody's looking forward to that. I know as soon as the seeds come up, is that people just want to come and look at it.
Yeah, exactly. They do. And I do have the Snake River.
You've got those in already?
I got those in already. They're already set to start making their way out the door if they want to.
Fantastic. And yeah, I'm looking to have the owner or the manager of that company come in, hopefully at some point this month, in the next few weeks or maybe February. But I'm really looking forward to having her on because Snake River Valley, that seed co-op is such a great program that we have here. We're really lucky to have people that are really interested in that and growing seeds here and then selling the seeds that are grown here in this area.
Exactly.
It's really great, and it's done well at the stores. People respond to it.
They actually do. All of our seeds that we have, they do really good, but Snake River has just basically really started its own...
They've kind of got their own following.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of a niche. So another companies sell them around the valley. We're not the only ones, but it's a great company. I think Zamzos as a whole is just glad to be a part of that operation.
Exactly.
So that's great. I'm glad to hear the Snake River stuff's already out, and we've got the other seeds coming in. And so, now is really a good time to just start thinking about, coming up with a plan, having something in mind. I always like to kind of reflect on last year. I am kind of a weirdo. I keep notes on things. So, going back, looking at what you might have done last year and what, did this work or did it not work?
Right.
And, if it didn't work, why didn't it work? And what can I do better? Or is it even something I should do? Like, for instance, I always have a hard time with beans. I don't know why. Peas,
beans.
I do just fine. Beans, I can never really get them to work for some reason. So I kind of just resigned myself to I can't grow beans.
Well, that's safe.
Yeah. I just don't even put myself out there for that. So, I try to stick, I stick to the things I know for sure. And then, I always try a little bit. I always try to push myself a little bit more and learn something a little bit newer, switch up something I've been doing. So, it's a good idea to take time to look at what you have, any equipment that you might have. And what you were going to need and start preparing that for that stuff, budgeting for that. Because most of the stuff we're going to have.
Right.
I think generally most of the stores already have tomato cages.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah.
We carry them over from year to year a lot of times. So, if you need something like that, maybe buy one or two now if you can find them. Did you guys still have those at the
store?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, I still got plenty of those. I don't have the wooden ones anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, those will come a little bit later on. But
right. Yeah. So, you think about those things that you need and start getting ready for that, buying it slowly.
So I have a question for you on your beans. Are you always in the same spot for your beans?
No, I've tried them a number of times in different places.
Have you checked your soil?
No, I haven't really. I've not done a lot of pH tests or any kind of those tests. What I typically found are actually, I talked to Jim about it, and he thinks that there's a little worm that'll get into them and eat them as they're in the ground. But I know where you're going with this because we were talking about it beforehand in the pH test kit. And this was, I really liked this, your angle with this because, if you've had an issue with something in particular, something didn't quite work and you're not really sure why, the soil is always the place you want to start.
Exactly. That's the place you want to start. We have the test kits in store. We have them to where you can do two different tests with them. So you could test now and then figure out what you need to do. If your pH is too high, we can help you with that. And then test the second time in in the springtime.
Yeah.
And see where you're at for your planting.
Yeah, absolutely. And that way, you know, I like that idea because, you know, you kind of get a, you know, an idea where it's at now, but then you'll even get to see some sort of variance, if there's a variance, because sometimes soils can change. Sometimes they might not change, but you'll never know until you test it.
Correct.
So it's a good idea to, you know, start with something like that now, you know, try it again a little bit later, see where you're at, and give you a good idea what to start doing in the spring as we get closer. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back here on the Zamzos Garden Show for part two.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and if you've resolved to move up to better quality products that work better and cost less in the long run, then Zamzo's is the store for you. Let's start with your pets. They have to eat more in cold weather just to maintain body heat, so what you feed them matters. Our Zamzo's and Grandma Z's dog and cat foods are the best you can buy and are dense in nutrients, so you feed less. Same is true with our Zamzo's quality feeds, which are made locally in our Meridian feed mill. With our hen scratch, all you get is feed, not dust. That's also true with our Zamzo's wild bird feeds, which are packed in clear bags so you can see the quality you're getting. So if doing something better for your pet is on your list of things to improve for the new year, stop by and see us now at any of our 11 convenient locations. If you have questions concerning your pet's cold weather needs, our expert advice is free, so come see us. Because for 85 years, when it comes to providing the best for your pet,
nobody knows like Zamzo's.
Are you an active retiree who's always dreamed of playing a keyboard instrument? Now is the time. I'm Terry from Dunkley Music, and we're offering a special 8-week keyboard class for active retirees. You don't need a musical background. Our experienced teachers and the Lowry Company will have you making beautiful music in 8 weeks or less. Studies show that people can participate in music at any age. It's never too late to learn. Dunkley Music in our new Meridian store next to Lowe's on Eagle Road and also in Napa is offering the special 8-week beginner keyboard class, normally costing $90 for only $19. That's right, $19 for all new students. Learn more about this music-making hobby. Call us at 342-5549. That's 342-5549. Or drop by Dunkley Music on Eagle Road or in Nampa. That's Dunkley Music. Begin to enjoy music and make new friends at the same time. Join our class and have fun with us.
A friend recently asked me, what's your response to all the Muslims coming into the country? My response to him would be the same response I have to you. I treat each of them individually, just like I'd want to treat any person, with love, respect, and service. I'll treat them like I would even treat Jesus himself. If they're my neighbor, I'd love them just like I would love myself. If they prove to be my enemy, I would love them and pray for them. And even if they persecute me and killed me, I would still love them and pray for them. I would treat them as if they were Jesus Christ himself. Where do you get that idea? Where do you get that power? At the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus, where he loved his enemy, gave himself up for them, and forgave them and loved them, just like he loves you and forgives you. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, a place to start over.
Love, ooh, there's a special kind of love.
The worst part about winter roofing issues is you don't realize there's a problem till all that snow melts through your ceiling. Who do you call? Handsome Roofing. Call Cody at 991-4584 and ask about the first quarter discount. Now through March 31st, Handsome Roofing is offering great discounts on your new roof. When you pull into your driveway, you'll say, now that is a handsome roof. Call Cody at 991-4584.
Come home to a handsome home. Call Handsome Roofing.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Talking with you for over 15 years, Paul, Jay, and Chris, weekday mornings on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part two of Zamzo's Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is first time in studio at least in this studio, is what I've been told, is Brad Huff from our State Street store. Brad, thank you so much for being here with me, man. I appreciate you taking the time to come and hang out with me a bit. Let me get to know you.
You're very welcome. This is fun.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So we've been talking about gardening. We're, you know, it's the first week of January, and we're already talking about gardening because, like, what else have we got to talk about?
Well, you know, I mean,
there's a lot of stuff to talk about, yeah, for sure. But everybody wants to talk about gardening. It's the thing that, you know, we look forward to it so much. We spend so much time talking about it and, you know, doing it in the middle of the summer, the time we like to do it. And then, you know, the rest of the time we're thinking about the next year. So, which is fantastic. It's one of the things I love about gardening. Like, every year you learn something new. You get to try something different. You get to, you know, grow something a little bit differently or grow something completely new.
Or, yeah, make a bigger garden what you had last year.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about gardening, and we'll talk about a few other things. But if you have any questions for us, anything that you're wondering about or looking forward to, even, you know, just something that worked well for you last year or didn't work well for you last year, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. KBOI. We'll get you right in and answer any of those questions or just get, you know, have a chance to chat with you. So give us a call. We've got wide open lines, so we'll get you right in. So we were talking about garden seeds, getting the you know, testing the pH of the soil. One of the things I really, you know, it was kind of like my my gardening thing that I want to do more of this next year more compost, more organic material. I want to do more like that. I mean, soil is one of the things. I mean, I talk about it all the time. Soil is like the most important thing. It's where you should invest your time and your money when it comes to a gardening. Because if the soil is in good shape, a lot of other problems start to go away.
Correct.
And it's pretty amazing how much, you know, much you can solve just by fixing a few minor things in the soil.
Right. And it could just be minor in the soil. You know, you need to change the pH just a little bit.
Yeah.
But we have all the stuff to take care of that.
Yeah. Or just a little bit of sulfur on there. Or, yeah. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you got the clay soil, you know, we got the garden pearls that will help with that. It's not an immediate fix, but there's things that we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, getting those things in mind, getting ready for that kind of stuff is always good. And like I said, you know, starting to build up towards that. You don't have to buy it all at once. I mean, because if you're like me, when you leave a Zamzo's after buying your garden plants, you know, because I always buy my tomatoes and peppers, and I always say, now I'm just going to do two this year, two peppers and two tomatoes. I always end up with like five of each.
I was going to say, I thought you took like five or eight of them out there, Franklin.
That's right. Yeah, you were there. That's right. Yeah, you were there. No, I had every intention of only buying two or three, and then all of a sudden I ended up with
a truck. It didn't work out well. Yeah.
So that's kind of how it goes. So, you know, you're going to spend your money on some plants. And so, you know, you can start building up to that kind of stuff now. So it's a little bit easier on the budget when we come to springtime. And some of those things are really – garden pearls is a great amendment to think about. Even if you've got more of a sandy soil, a little bit of gypsum, which is what the garden pearls is made of, is still good for that soil as well. It's going to have a little bit of sulfur. It's got the calcium in there. So you're putting some micronutrients back into the soil. I really want to stress, you guys are going to be tired of hearing me talk about compost this year, because I'm going to talk about it a lot. But compost is really, really important. The things you get out of compost just kind of blow a lot of things out of the water. Thrive is fantastic. What I like about Thrive when you're talking about compost is it just kind of makes the compost even better.
Yeah.
You know, because it's activating and it's getting all the microorganisms going, and it does a lot of really cool stuff.
Well, so, and going along with that, you know, our compost tea.
Yeah.
That people just absolutely love.
Yeah, that was a big hit this summer. A lot of people were loving. We got to talk to Dan Meyer, who is one of the employees out at Overland, who also has his own farm, uses it all the time.
Right.
And, I mean, if a guy who's using it in, like, a major production like that is using that, like, that tells you something about the quality of that fertilizer, that process.
Yeah, exactly, and how it works and what it looks like when it's done.
Absolutely. So really good stuff. Hey, if you want to give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We've got wide open phone lines, so if you've got questions about gardening or any of that kind of stuff, just hop on in there. We'll get right to you. We're talking about some getting the soil ready, and that's I really want to talk about that a little bit more. So let's talk about like just some other amendments. So we talked about gypsum,
yep,
or the garden pearls, some compost. And then I want to think, let's see, sulfur is another one.
Yep.
You know, when the we're talking about
sulfur.
pH.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great way to lower the pH, because we do tend to have a very high pH in a lot of areas. Now, down in the Eagle and State Street area, it's actually a little closer to neutral a lot more times is what
right.
I found. But if you're like up, you know, closer to CUNA on the other side of the freeway there, a lot of times you're going to be up much higher. I mean, I've heard people in CUNA have, you know, 7.8 to even 8.3
wow,
at
really?
Times. That's really high, and that's
yeah.
really difficult to control. So you really want to, like, just amending the soil with more stuff is going to be really beneficial to make sure that you're getting the most out of your garden. Now, some plants really enjoy that, like tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't mind having a higher
high
pH.
Yeah.
So for plants like that, it's, you know, it's easy. You don't have to do as much. But if you want to grow like some peppers in there, you know, really any of the other plants that really appreciate a lower or neutral pH, you're definitely going to want to bring that down some or do something, you know, building up some boxes and adding some soil to it. That could be really helpful to help, you know, get you more to a neutral pH and kind of put you on your way. So,
right, yeah, because we have those raised beds that they can start with and go with the organic raised bed mix,
yeah,
you know, in there.
Yeah, and that's actually, I'm going to do something kind of like that. I'm probably not going to go with the kits that we have because
okay.
I want to do something a little bit bigger. But I have a plan to do 4 boxes in my garden. I'm going to be pretty short, only about 8 inches high.
Really?
But I'm going to do that so that way I can put a good gravel path in between each of them, try to keep the weeds down. So that's
right.
always one of the things I hate doing is weeding. Weeding is the worst. Honestly, the worst thing whenever it comes to a garden, because it's just such, it's not fun.
No, it's not. No, not at all.
It's not fun. And it's like working out. You know it's good for you.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're one of those people that really enjoys working out, I guess that could be a different
thing. Yeah, but that's why you also have kids, too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. If I could get them to do more weeding, I'd probably enjoy gardening more.
So. Perfect.
Let's see. So we've got all the garden seeds. They're all coming in. Any particular garden seed that you enjoy? Anything that you like to grow? Or
you know, basically, mine would be like kale.
Kale.
I like kale. I love kale.
Really?
Yeah. I got one of those NutriBullets. I put the kale. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I've never grown kale. A lot of people love it. I am kind of an anti-kale person.
You've never even tried kale?
I've tried kale. I have
okay.
tried it. I've never
okay.
grown it.
It's a little difficult for me. Yes. For me.
No, kale's not one that I appreciate. I always like to do, like, one of my big plans, the thing I try to accomplish in my garden is to do everything I can to make a really nice hot salsa.
Ooh.
Towards the end of the season. So I try to get the tomatoes that are really good for that.
Right.
And then I always try to have a couple habaneros.
Uh-huh.
And I really like an Anaheim pepper,
uh-huh.
Which is not super hot, but
the flavor.
The flavor is very yeah. good, yeah. And jalapenos. So I like to have those things ready so that mm-hmm. I can make a really hot, spicy salsa. That's
nice.
Like the thing I look forward to.
And you
to.
Haven't shared any of that with me.
Well, some years are better than others. There's not always enough to go around. So,
right.
It doesn't last very long.
Well, hopefully with that big, you know,
yeah,
planter
we'll
box.
We'll see how it goes this year, hopefully. I'll come search you out and I'll give you some. So let's see. What else about gardening stuff? We were talking about some soil amendments. Any other? You mentioned the raised bed mix. That's a really good one. Any other soil amendments you can think of that has been pretty good over the last year that you've been with Zamzos, one you've noticed people really like or gravitate towards?
You know, it's... I have to go with the Humigreen.
Yeah, awesome.
The
I'm glad
Humigreen.
You said that.
Yeah,
that's the one I was
because
thinking
because that is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You can put it on whenever you want to.
Right.
You know, and it has all the micronutrients that you need in there. It has a humus, which you don't have to water as much.
Right.
Because it retains more water. I mean, that is absolutely a great amendment for the soil.
Yeah, and it's one that a lot of people don't really think about. You know, we sell it so much and advertise it so much for the lawn.
Lawn,
it really
right.
is good for your flower beds and your garden beds. It's going to do stuff, great stuff for all of those things.
Right.
So Humigreen is one to think about this next year as we get ready, start thinking about adding maybe a Human Green or some of these other soil amendments into the garden to really get it going and kicked off right. So we're going to take a quick break and be back on the Zamzos Garden Show here on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and Doug and Melanie Miller of Eagle love their dog, Clover.
She's been with us for a long time, and she's a sweet girl.
But Clover has some special diet needs.
She is real sensitive to food that has grain in it.
But when the national brand grain-free dog food wasn't working, Melanie and Doug turned to Zamzos.
She would not eat, so then I'm thinking, okay, Douglas, you need to go to Zamzos and get the grain-free food from there, because I trust their products.
Grandma Z's Idaho Fish and Potato is a complete food with vitamins and chelated minerals for good health.
We brought it home and she ate it. She wasn't eating anything. I couldn't even get her to eat a piece of cheese. And then within maybe a whole 24 hours, she was walking, able to go outside on her own. She was able to jump back up on the bed. I was just like, that's it. We're never going back.
So take it from Doug and Melanie Miller of Eagle.
It's made here in Idaho with Idaho Fish and Idaho Potatoes. Grandma Z's Idaho Fish and Potato. It saved my dog.
Direct Orthopedic Care, DOC, is a low-cost alternative for orthopedic injuries. Hear how DOC put one mother's mind at ease.
Friday night, we brought our daughter into your office to seek care for her hurt arm. Initially, we thought the shoulder was out of place, but it turned out to have a fracture. I happen to work at a local medical center, and I just wanted to say the care we received at your office was awesome. We came in right at closing time, and no one was irritated or fussy with us about it. You were quick but very thorough. Your front desk guy was super awesome as well. I loved his sense of humor, and I think when you're having these crazy moments with your kids, it's refreshing to have people you are working with be kind and have a sense of humor.
Go direct to DOC. Direct Orthopedic Care, open daily with four locations. Broadway and Boise Avenue, on Rifleman by the Mall, off Eagle Road in the freeway, and in Nampa off Midland Boulevard. Visit BoiseDOC.com.
So just walk, walk into DOC.
They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so that means preparing breakfast must be one of the most important jobs ever, right? That's a lot of responsibility. But if you're not up to the challenge, that's okay, because the Egg Factory is. What are you in the mood for? Maybe a breakfast that reminds you of growing up in the country? The Egg Factory has all kinds of amazing farm-style breakfasts with smoked ham, bacon, sausage, even Black Angus ground beef. If you've got a sweet tooth, then you'd love the Egg Factory strawberry cheesecake French toast, or maybe their oatmeal cookie pancakes. The Egg Factory even has a variety of salads, burgers, and sandwiches. So it's not all about breakfast, but it is about the freshest, finest ingredients money can buy. Everything at the Egg Factory is made from scratch and cooked exactly the way you want. The Egg Factory opens 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Fairview, Milwaukee in the Shopko Plaza on State Street east of Glenwood, and two locations in Nampa on the Boulevard and across from the Idaho Center. The Egg Factory, your rise and shine daytime cafe.
Hey, fly fishermen, the Western Idaho Fly Fishing Expo is back, and this year will be better than ever with a larger exhibit hall, more speakers, and a second indoor spay casting pond. Friday, January 12th from noon to 9 p.m. and Saturday the 13th from 9 to 6 at Expo Idaho. Whether you've been fly fishing for ages or you're brand new to the sport, you'll learn more about fly fishing and talk to the people that know it best. Listen to some of the biggest names in the industry share their secrets at the Western Idaho Fly Fishing Expo, January 12th and 13th at Expo Idaho.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back here for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Brad Huff of our State Street store. Brad, thank you so much for being here with us. Appreciate
You're very
it,
welcome,
man.
Nolan. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a phone call on the break, so we're going to go to John in Twin Falls, who's been waiting patiently. John, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I think I heard you say just a little bit ago, a few minutes ago, I was in a little bad reception area, but something about in certain kinds of soil, you'll add gypsum.
Yeah.
And so my question is, now, granted, I understand where you are and your, you know, 10 or 11 stores or whatever are primarily Treasure Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard before where I live, calcium is a big problem in the soil. And so is that, and I've heard basically that's the Snake River Plain.
Mm-hmm.
So is excess calcium a reality in the Treasure Valley, your primary marketplace?
So around here, not typically, because
okay.
There's typically a lack of calcium. And it's actually a really interesting subject that I've had a chance to talk with Jim Zamzo about. I've had a chance to like listen to him talk about this very specifically before, and really, really, anytime you talk to Jim about something when it comes to the soil, it really boils down to a balance issue, right? So if you have too much calcium, there's usually a balance to that. So if you've got too much calcium in your soil, then you don't need more calcium. You don't need more gypsum. There's not a ton of calcium in gypsum, but it is, you know, if you've already got it, you don't need it. So you're probably go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to finish what I wanted to say.
Oh, sorry.
That's what was confusing to me is because if you're going to add gypsum, why not just add elemental sulfur? There's a lot of guys around here, farmers around here, and even backyard people that have bought gypsum, and for a short period of time they see some advantage because of the sulfur,
yeah.
But they also compounded their calcium problem.
Absolutely.
But I think you answered, I think I have a better understanding. Your primary marketplace doesn't have the calcium issue that we have here in the Magic Valley.
No, right. Yeah, exactly. So
okay. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to make it that way you understand why I was calling. So please finish your description because I'm very interested.
Okay. Yeah, no, not a problem at all. Yeah, absolutely. If any soil, all soils are different. You know, it's really, like I mentioned, if you go from just our Eagle store or State Street store and then go up to our CUNA store, the amount of calcium in the soil is very, very different. So people out in CUNA, they don't want to add a lot of gypsum typically because the soil doesn't need that. If they're dealing with controlling pH, they're going to want to just add an elemental sulfur. Or we have, you know, fast acting sulfur, which is just that. So it would be like, you know, you wouldn't go add hydrated lime to out in your area either.
Right.
Calcium are not the thing that you need. So to balance that out, or if you need to lower the pH, you're going to want to add more sulfur. You're going to want to add more compost. Those sorts of things will help balance your soil out. And, you know, I don't have a lot of experience outside of this area specifically, so I can't say for sure what is always going to do best there. Now, Jim could probably rattle off every kind of soil type in the entire Idaho area and tell you what every soil needs because that's what he spends his time doing. But yeah, he always stresses that it's always about a balance. If one thing's out of balance, then there's something to counteract that, and you don't want to add more of it. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
And
so last question, real quickly, what's the average pH in your valley?
You know, the average pH, what I've typically found, like I said, when you're looking at something like our Eagle or State Street store, right, or our Chinden store, those people are really close to the river, and they tend to be more towards a neutral pH. You know, usually what I've found is like a 7.0 to 7.5 at the highest over the years that
really?
I was at those stores. Yeah. Now, I've never worked out at the CUNA. Well, I shouldn't say that. I haven't worked regularly out at the CUNA store. But over the years, managers that have been out there who have tested soils out there have found pHs as high as 8.3, and that's pretty rare, but it happens. So we have a pretty broad range on both sides, just depending on where you're at. It really fluctuates. So, out at my house, I'm in Nampa, and what I've typically found is it's about a 7.3 to 7.5. So,
I can't say average because I'm not a soil scientist like you, but the farmers that I've worked with around here, 8.2 is normal.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
There's some 8.5s and 8.6s.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of things. And like I said, I won't speak to it enough as much as I like somebody like Jim could. But, you know, next time you hear Jim on the radio, if he's on the show with me, you know, he'll probably be on it again in the spring. You know, keep an ear out for that and give him a call because he'll have some great things. Or you could even email me at zamzos@zamzos.com. That goes right to me, and I can definitely pass that along, and Jim could help us out with, you know, finding out some of those things that might be really beneficial out in that area, because I'm sure he's got some ideas. So,
awesome. Thanks for your time, guys. Have a good Saturday.
Absolutely.
You
Thanks
too.
For the call. I appreciate it. I always like getting challenged, because those are things that, you know, I can't really – I'm not nearly a soil scientist, but it is something that fascinates me.
I think, once again, also with the gentleman just called, he does need to go down and get a test kit.
Yeah.
Because, as we said before, it will change.
Yeah,
know?
There's always a fluctuation.
Yeah.
So very, very good stuff. Really interesting. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and talk about some houseplant stuff. I think we got a few more minutes till the next break. So I wanted to talk about, you know, we've got houseplants in the stores.
Yep.
You guys got them on sale. You mentioned you guys have a new shipment of air plants in.
Yeah, we got some new air. Well, we haven't got them yet. We did order some more.
Okay.
So
the air plants are super fun. They're neat little plants.
They're strange.
Yeah. They're I've seen some really interesting things people have done with them on, like, Pinterest and stuff.
Oh, really?
There's some really cool things, like even like those little terrarium balls,
yeah.
glass things. You know, people hang them up and put an air plant in.
That's usually what we
like
try
that.
To sell with them is those little terrariums.
Really easy, really fun plant. You know, they don't take much care. You miss them every now and then. Throw them in a bucket of water once every couple of weeks.
Yep. Make sure they're completely dry when you take them out.
Yeah, and they're good to go. So, really fun plants. But anyway, houseplants are in stock. Probably at most stores.
Yes.
And they are on sale right now, I
Correct.
Believe. So
yep.
I wanted to talk about some of the general symptoms people might see in their houseplants this time of year and some of the solutions to that. So there's a lot of things that you'll see on a houseplant and you kind of get really panicked.
We've actually had a customer come in yesterday and they had gnats.
Yeah.
On one of theirs.
Gnats are a really common problem when it comes to houseplants. So let's talk about some of the, you know, first of all, why is it you have gnats? So the fungus gnats is what they're called. And what they are, they're, you know, just a teeny little bug.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very quick reproduction cycle. They,
right.
I think, go from life to death within like 10 to 14 days. Very,
yeah.
very short.
Yeah.
So you have multiple generations of fungus gnats in the pot coming out constantly. So controlling them can be very difficult.
Right.
So what most people will usually start with is something like a spray. So they'll use like neem oil, or they'll use an insecticidal soap in the house on those, because those are both organic and good to use.
Correct.
And so they'll spray them down with that, and they'll see the gnats die, but then they'll see a new generation, more of them come out.
Right, you know, because it's not a systemic that's going to keep taking care of it.
Right, yeah, you're just killing the bugs that are there. Then what happens is any of the babies, they come right back out, and you've got a new generation coming. So to control them with a spray, it takes a long time. You're going to have to be spraying almost every other day for a good couple of weeks before you've really broken that cycle of them reproducing all the time. So the systemic is a really great way. We've got a houseplant systemic that you just – it's like a powder. I think it's a powder.
It's a powder,
yeah.
If I do believe, yeah.
Yeah, so you're just going to sprinkle that powder over the soil.
Yep.
And you'd use a very small amount. It is not an organic chemical, so you're going to want to probably, you know, lift it up. You know, if you've got dogs or pets – or
cats,
kids, anything like that, that's, it's, you know, a pot on the ground. You might want to lift it up, move it to a different room with a little less traffic while you're getting that under control, just to be on the safe side. And you just put that around there. It's systemic. The plant takes it in. It kills off any of those generations that are down in the soil there and controls them that way. And you usually get them out of there with just one application of that stuff. So that's a great one. A lot of people use diatomaceous earth. Is another good one.
That's another good one, yes.
And you can just sprinkle that around on the top of the soil, and then as the bugs crawl up through it, they'll die, and you can control them that way. So that's another good organic solution if you want to put something on top of the soil and take care of them that way.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right, so we're going to come back for one more segment of the Zamzos Garden Show. We'll keep talking about houseplants. If you have any questions, we'll have time to get at least a couple more calls in. So give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzow, and the cold weather season has arrived, and no store in the Treasure Valley carries all of the cold weather items we do at Zamzow's, like bags of traction sand to put in your trunk or pickup bed to add weight and supply traction when you're stuck. Zamzow's carries nutritious feed and hay for horses and livestock and straw for warm bedding. For dogs and cats, we carry heated kennel pads and beds that provide warmth and comfort from the cold and cost just pennies a day to operate. If you have backyard chickens, livestock, or a pond, Zamzow's has heaters and de-icers, even for bird baths. And of course, heated water bowls for dogs and cats to provide a constant source of fresh water, which is essential for all animals to stay healthy, especially this time of year. So don't let the cold weather put your animals at risk. Keep them warm and healthy with good food and cold weather comfort from Zamzow's. Because for 85 years, when it comes to providing the best for your pet,
nobody knows like Zamzow's.
Everyone has one. You can get it going, get it in gear, get it to work, and get that to-do list done. Tonight, it has a place to be. That's right. This commercial is about your butt. And while you have many places it could be tonight, dare I say, tonight would be a perfect night to get out for a night of Steelheads hockey. Oh, it's like a story-esque meeting of destiny. CenturyLink Arena is full of seats manufactured for a single purpose. Molded from high-quality plastic, these seats are an engineering masterpiece. They're perfect for sitting and also allow for ease in standing to yell during a good old-fashioned hockey disagreement. Up to the penalty box they go, and boom, right back on your ear you go. Or how about a plot twist? Make a move and acquire some concessionary delights or a refreshing adult beverage. Listen, you deserve a great night out. Done and done. There are no buts about it. You simply can't beat a hockey night in downtown Boise. Get tickets at the box office or at IdahoSteelheads.com. Feel the steel.
Chris Walton here from My Hearing Centers, talking about their latest technology, Signia NX. My Hearing Centers are looking for people to test drive the best sounding, most convenient hearing aids ever. Using revolutionary dual processors, Signia NX has the most advanced soundscape processing in the industry, giving you superior speech understanding, especially in noise. To participate, you must call 208-639-2018. If you or a loved one is having difficulty hearing, or if understanding speech is becoming difficult, you are needed to try these innovative devices. Schedule an appointment today, and you will be given the opportunity to try this first-ever natural-sounding new technology right in their office. Try before you buy. What a great concept. Exclusively at My Hearing Centers, call and book your free hearing evaluation and free trial in one of their many convenient locations with absolutely no fee or commitment. Don't wait. Call 208-639-2018. That's 208-639-2018.
This is the week to save at Cliff's Gun Safes and Reloading. It's Customer Appreciation Days, and there are new year deals throughout the store. Reloaders save up to $20 on Mosler Brass. Save $20 on a case of Estate 12 or 20-gauge shotgun shells. Save up to $300 on Leopold scopes and up to $300 on select Cooper rifles. Plus, get a free box of 9mm ammo with every 9mm handgun sold this week. Didn't get what you wanted for Christmas? Get into Cliff's at 11505 Fairview, between Five Mile and Cloverdale.
What's for dinner tonight?
Roasted kale and squash.
Wouldn't you rather have Idaho Pizza Company?
Yes, we would.
Idaho Pizza Company is good, honest pizza with fresh local ingredients, signature appetizers, sandwiches, desserts, and salad bar. And right now through January, order a large Idaho pizza specialty, including garlic bread with cheese, for only $19.99. With 15 locations, a better dinner is on your way home. Unless you really wanted roasted kale and squash.
No, no, we didn't.
As good as the great outdoors, Idaho Pizza Company.
We are the home for the best in national talk. Rush, Savage, and Levin on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part four of the Zamzow's Garden Show, the first garden show of 2018, and we had for the first time in the studio Brad Huff from our State Street store. Brad, really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much. I've had a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's great. It's a great show. So I want to talk a little bit more about some houseplant stuff, but I want to get the phone number out at least one more time. So if you have a question or anything you want to ask us about, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll get you right in. Hopefully we can get you before the end of the show here. So, so we were talking about houseplants and some of the symptoms. A lot of the common things that will kind of happen with people's houseplants this time of year, or really any time of year, but this is the time of year where people are focused on their houseplants a little bit more.
Exactly.
And gnats is a really common, fungus gnats are a really common issue, and we talked about you know, how to take care of the using a spray or using some of the systemics for those. So I wanted to cover a few more of the really common symptoms that people will see on their houseplants. And the first one, a really common issue, is just the leaves start to turn yellow.
Right.
And this can be from a number of things. And there's a few things that I like to try to get an idea of first. The first thing is, where are those leaves at?
Okay.
So if it's a plant that's been around for a long time, and say its leaves towards the bottom of the plant or its leaves towards the center of the plant,
okay,
and those leaves start to turn yellow, and they may fall off, they may not, but if those leaves start to turn yellow, a lot of times that could just be age. And that's totally, it's a completely normal thing. You know, you might not have any issue at all. What you really want to watch out for are leaves that turn yellow on the outside of the plant.
If right.
It happened towards like the newer leaves or anything on the outside, and those are starting to turn yellow, then you're probably looking at something that's wrong with the plant. And that can be a wide
number
variety
of things.
So the most common one I've found is typically overwatering.
Correct.
Overwatering is probably one of the leading causes to any houseplant problem.
Yes, my mother has a problem with that.
Overwatering? Yeah,
yeah, she overwaters like Christmas cactus, and,
yeah,
you know, snake plants.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so I bought her one of the little moisture meters that
nice.
She can just stick in there.
Yeah.
Works out great now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, typically with watering, you know, you want to kind of just get to a schedule and just really adhere to it. Because I think what most people do is they see a problem start to come up, and our first reaction is to give it more water.
Right.
And so sometimes you really want to make sure you check the soil first before you go do something.
So when you're checking the soil, and I've heard and I've been told, the first inch?
Yeah.
Top.
So yeah, about an inch.
Inch
that
and
gives
a half.
You a good idea of
right.
what's going on.
Right.
Typically what I do is if, like, let's say if it's a, you know, a good sized pot and I can do this, I'll usually stick my finger in there, mm-hmm. into the soil. If I can't get it down in there very good, then I know it's dry.
Right.
And it's not gonna work. If I can put my finger in there and it comes up clean, kinda like you're baking a cake,
mm-hmm.
if it comes up clean, chances are you've got enough moisture. If it comes out and you've got a lot of soil and stuff sticking to your finger,
right.
then that means you're too wet. Also, you know, if you were to take some of it and kind of squish it, if water's coming out of it, really good indication that you've got too much water.
Right.
And a lot of times what I'll find is people that have recently repotted that plant mm-hmm. will have an overwatering problem. And it's not necessarily because they've done anything wrong. When you repot something, you take it from a smaller pot and put it into a bigger pot. Now you've got more soil that though that plant doesn't have roots going out into.
Right.
And so there's a lot of material, soil material around that that's not getting absorbed by the plant. So there's more moisture in there than the plant can take in.
I just noticed the other day there at State Street that we have this new product
mm-hmm.
that is like little balls that mm-hmm. you would put in there. And
yeah.
It basically soaks up the moisture and then releases it slowly.
Yeah, it's like the soil moist?
Yeah, soil moist.
Yeah,
that's
soil
it.
Moist. Yeah, that stuff's been around for a real long time. It's a great product. And a lot of people have used it like in hanging baskets mm-hmm. and things, stuff like that. Really helps hold on to the moisture. And it could also help absorb stuff. So
right.
That's a good one to use if you're repotting.
Right.
It's a great way, you know, just add like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of that, depending on how big the pot is. Add a little bit of that to the soil and mix it in really good.
Right.
And then when you water, it'll actually absorb it and it'll give you more time in between waterings.
Correct.
And
yeah.
kind of help with that overwatering issue that people tend to kind of gravitate towards when it comes to houseplants. So, but also just keep in mind, if you're repotting something, what I typically like to do is I like to make sure that the pot that it's in now just barely fits into the new pot. That's
right.
as big as you want to go. A lot of times people, you know, they've seen this house plant that's like massive and huge. And so they think, well, the plant's going to get that big. I'll just
right.
buy one pot for it right now. And what ends up happening is it gets waterlogged and ends up dying before
right.
it can ever get there. You've got to step it up into successively larger pots. So, which, you know, then you're ended up with a pot that you're not using, but that's just a new pot for another houseplant.
There you go. Yeah, we have plenty of them for sale.
Easy to do. So So overwatering, very, very common, and it's probably one of your biggest reasons why your leaves, are, if it's the outer leaves, are going to start turning yellow. There can be some other things going on that are pretty a lot less common, like there's some funguses and things like that. Those are really difficult to control because they're typically soil-borne.
Low iron.
Iron is definitely one that could, if it's been in the same soil for a long time, a little bit of fertilizer can help, but you're probably going to want to look to repotting it pretty soon if it's been in there for a while. Yep. So yellow leaves is very, very common and usually is going to be overwatering most of the time. Not always, but that's usually the most common case. So another one that's pretty common is dropping leaves. So a lot of times, you come out and a plant's just all of a sudden it's just dropped leaves. They're not yellow, they're green, right. And they're just leaves all over the place. Your biggest offender is a ficus in this case. Ficuses, like if you look at them funny, drop leaves. they just will go like crazy, drop leaves all over the place. I've got a buddy with a ficus, and I tell him, don't stop moving that thing because it's only got five leaves left, and it's not going to get any better. So ficuses really like to be left where they are and not moved much because you move it from one side of the house to another, doesn't even matter if the lighting is the same, it will drop leaves.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
So keep that in mind if you've got a certain plant that is just prone to dropping leaves like a ficus. Keep it in one place.
It likes to stay there.
So
sing to it.
Sing to it, yeah.
Yeah.
So brown edges is another really common issue, and there's a handful of things that can cause that. Not enough water can cause some browning of the edges or just starting to get browning on the tips. Too much salt.
Yep.
Or fertilizer, if you're using specific fertilizers, there might be too much salt.
Yep.
And that can cause problems. A lot of times you can cut those off and just put more water on them and you'll be okay. And you shouldn't have any continuing issues with that.
Right.
So, all right, I think we are just about out of time. So we'll wrap it up there. Brad Huff, thank you so much for being here, man. I appreciate getting a chance to know you and have you in studio. Look forward to hopefully having you again.
Definitely.
Maybe later this spring.
Definitely.
Or later this winter even, maybe. Who knows? And we'll get to talk about some new subjects and get ready for spring.
That'd be awesome. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. I will talk to you next week.